What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendricks.
Man, we are back again. We are back again.
That's right. Hold on, though.
What's up?
Shout out Manny T.
Shout out to Manny T, baby. I know everybody's like, damn, is he part-time?
He'll be back starting next week, though.
Yeah, so we happy to have him back. So shout out to bro. No, he can't wait to come back. Also, if you can't hear already, I'm sick.
I'm sick. That's dedication, though, man. There's a couple shows now. We done came in here under the weather.
Man. So if y'all hear like a thump or something, the podcast is over. Obviously, I'm tired. I'm sick. I'm about to start sweating in here too. That's all. I'm kind of mad. Mind you, me and Dedrick been in here for like 5 or 10 minutes, and I've been cool. But right when I started talking, this is where all the sweat started coming. So I'm kind of pissed off. So yeah, man, let's get to wrestling.
That means it's gonna be a great podcast. Man,
I'm not making no promises. So don't y'all have any high hopes on this one, y'all. No, man, but just getting to it, man. It's been a long week of wrestling.
Yeah.
Since we've been off for about, just a week.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to catch up at times. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's been a couple weeks since we've been on, because we took a week off.
Yeah. I mean, I want to say, wait, did the Dakota Kai thing happen this week, or did it happen last week?
That just happened.
Okay.
Yeah, the week we was off.
Whew. So, Dakota Kai is officially the ops.
Dakota Kai is the ops.
So this past week, Dakota Kai finally showed her true colors once again.
Yeah.
I just started to realize this too. I only paid a little bit of attention to her in NXT, but one thing I know about her is she switches sides fast. I ain't recognized that till, like, I was like, dang, man, I've seen this before with her. And I looked back, I was like, dang, she really do that. Like,
that's her.
Yeah, you traitor.
That's just her character, man. Yeah. That's her.
Crazy part is I didn't see it coming.
No, not this time. Not this time. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I felt like she was really with Bayley this time, especially because Bayley needs some help. Damage control stacked.
Like, yeah, and I'm just like, well, dang, we just leaving her by herself now? Like,
oh, she definitely gonna get some help. Mm-hmm. I just don't know who yet. But I ain't doing the Sasha Banks stuff no more. I give up on that. I know a lot of people were hoping, but
I mean, but who does she? I mean.
I have no clue. I mean,
who would you think will come out for it?
But I have a feeling Jay Cargill is going to be one, because especially with after her stare down with Damage Control and EO on Monday Night Raw when they was on Raw last week. So I could see Jay Cargill and a couple others, maybe Bianca probably stepping in. But we'll see, man, because like Bayley got a lot of enemies too now, because she was a heel for a while.
That's what I'm saying.
She pissed a lot of people off.
That's what I'm like, who's going to want to help her right now? It was just like, hey, you might as well let this be a 4-on-1.
Yeah. I mean, Charlotte Flair been looking good too, so we'll see. She looked like she about ready to come back.
Nah, she better just stay where she at right now.
I mean, they announced her for the WrestleMania thing too. The big world. She's going to make an appearance there, so she's back doing appearances.
She better sit down. No, and I don't mean that like in no retirement or anything. Like, sit down. You literally just tore your ACL.
Yeah, like, chill. Like, let it.
NBA players ain't even coming back this fast. Man, I know you flipping off of stuff. But,
right.
And not connecting. But dang.
Shots fired.
Yeah, dude.
Sick or not, shots getting fired.
Man, listen, I've been spoiled with Tiffany Stratton and her flips.
That's true.
It's just like, yo, she connects every time. Man, front flip, back flip, side flip, man.
Every time.
Man.
But yeah, so we'll see how everything plays out, man. I know Dakota Kai, we were hoping she'd be on Bayley's side, but turns on her, man. And I think, so a question that came to me, so obviously, like, when we're getting closer to WrestleMania, so I'm looking at, you know, EO versus Bayley for the WrestleMania match for the WWE Women's Championship, and then you got the Women's World Title match. So far, it's just Rhea versus Becky, but which match do you think out of those two so far has the best build-up?
Ooh. I feel like the answer I want to say is more biased, but this one is really like an honest answer, and that's EO Sky and Bayley.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, we've literally got a very long storyline right now that's leading up to WrestleMania. I think I like that the most.
Mm-hmm.
Since Royal Rumble, I'm like, oh wait, these two been going at it compared to Becky and Rhea. I mean, that's been a long build up like between those two, but now since it's official, I mean, it's still short. It's been about 2 or 3 weeks since Becky won the chamber, so I like the EO Sky and Bayley. That's just me, and I think that's really gonna be a great match. I just kind of hope with this match we don't get a interference by Damage Control.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing I hope with that.
Yeah, I'm ready to see who Bayley gonna get to help her. So I think the reason I asked that, because I figured you would go the other route. Mm-hmm. I thought you would agree with me and say that it would be Rhea Becky. Mm-hmm. See, I think that one has more of a build up. And I understand that Becky just won the chamber, but this is something also that's been built up. Remember when Rhea first was drafted to Raw, her and Becky had that stare down immediately mm-hmm. after being drafted, and I already started teasing that. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you got Liv Morgan getting involved in it now. I believe we're going to get a triple threat. It hasn't been announced yet, but I do think it's in the midst of getting a triple threat announced with Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch, and Rhea for the mm-hmm. title. But also, for me, the indicator is EO. When's the last match she's even had? Ooh. I think the last match she had was against Mee Shin on SmackDown.
Dang, that's great.
For
that's,
the title.
And dang, that, I ain't recognize that. Ooh.
Yeah. So, like, for me, like, I got to see her in the ring a little bit more. I know we're building a story and there's more of a storyline to it, but.
Maybe we'll get one in a week or two, but I don't mind her not having a match right now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and that's just me being precautious. Like, okay, man, I don't want nobody getting injured before WrestleMania.
True.
I think that's my whole thing. I don't mind them doing it like this, like these wrestlers, the title champions at least. Hey, just take this month off, do your promo, maybe do a little backstage thing, fights a little, but I don't see nobody in the ring. That's why I'm kind of not mad at not seeing, like, Cody in the ring a lot, mm-hmm. Seth Rollins. Well, Seth Rollins just got cleared, my bad.
Yeah, did you see him run to the ring? Like, I know we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but come on now.
Yeah.
That man has been, he's been fine.
Yeah, that was the first day I looked at. I was like, man, you sure can sprint right now, can you? And I said, boy, I done had some injury. I mean, I ain't never had no ACL injury, but I just know from experience from other people.
Yeah.
I ain't running that fast.
No. I mean, I tore a meniscus in high school. Oh, and, man. Like, there is no way I'm running like that after a couple months.
I'm cool. I would have been going down that ring with a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And a stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, the reason why I wanted to start off with the women's division, because I believe the women's division is cooking right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got the tag team champions, Kabuki Warriors. They were just on NXT defending mm-hmm. the title. They're defending the title pretty often now. They're building up the mm-hmm. tag division on Raw. But also, I wanted to talk to you about this before we got into the meat and potatoes of this episode where mm-hmm. we get into Roman Rock and Cody and all that.
Gotcha.
But there's rumors going around on social media that there is going to be, finally, something that we've been preaching about on this podcast since we started it. Mm-hmm. There should be a mid-card women's championship on each show. If we're getting one, so you know how both shows have the Intercontinental title and the United States title. Now, may not need one on each show for a mid-card women's title, but there is rumors going around saying that we are getting that. At least one mid-card title. So I wanted to pose the question to you. First of all, you can start by saying whether you think it's true or not, or if you think there's any, if that's even a possibility, you think that they're even thinking about that, because there was talk about that. And also, if you were given the opportunity to reward the first women's mid-card champion, who would you make the champ? So whether it's mm-hmm. women's Intercontinental champion or women's United States champion, who was Drew picking?
So I'm gonna start with I've been wanting this idea for a long time. I just didn't know how they would do it. Thinking about who, which wrestler,
mm-hmm.
I'll go Naomi.
Really?
Yeah, and that's just more like, ooh, she just came back. Everybody is, this is war right now, women wise. Yeah. I mean, this is good competition. I just think, man, just to keep her in there neutral, let's give her the belt, because I feel like she'll still put, like, value to the belt.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was one reason for her leaving also, mm-hmm. was for the tag team belts. It seemed like they didn't care.
Yeah.
So now you guys are creating a new belt. All right, let's give her the opportunity to build this championship up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's give her the opportunity. Like, hey, you said we didn't do our job the last time. All right, you the first ever one to be the champion. What can you do with it? Can you bring a prestige to it? Can you make the other women, like, whoever in that mid-card, just like, hey, I want that belt too.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, also, you got to think about it. Now that, what's the thing called when you win all the belts? World Slam?
Yeah, Grand Slam Champion.
Grand Slam Champion. I was like, all right, now these other wrestlers, like, damn, now I need this belt to be it again.
I like that. So I didn't think you were going to go Naomi route, but I like that, and, you know, kind of rewarding her for, you know, obviously why she left in the first place, you know, and that would make up for her losing to Tiffany Stratton on SmackDown this past week. I know a lot of people were upset about that.
It wasn't a lot. It was one.
Yeah.
Two, maybe. I guess it was a retweet.
So the reason I wanted to ask is because I've debated this with a couple of wrestling followers and, you know, people that I even, because I do host the Monday Night Raw post show, and we were talking a little bit about it with some of the listeners.
Monday Night Bastard.
Yeah, well, the name wasn't my idea.
I know.
Definitely my co-host, who is a woman, came up with that. But, you know, I have fun on there. But we were talking with some of the listeners and coming up with who we would have to start the championship reign. So obviously this is a new belt, completely new. Mm. That's never even been, there's no precedent of it. So like, obviously when they brought back the world title, like there were people that held that title before Seth Rollins, right? You go back to the 2000s, like
Brock
Lesnar.
It's been plenty of times over the years where that title has came back automatically. Oh, yeah. And we already knew the value of that belt. Yeah. So
there's, you know, there's a little bit of a different risk with this, because this is a whole new belt starting completely fresh. So I think you have to put this belt on someone that is fully established already as a WWE superstar to raise the morale of the title immediately. So they should be this champion for a while and make this title look like I'm fighting for this title. Kind of like the same thing they did with Seth Rollins, kind of like, because they did in a mindset have to create a new belt that was, and make it worthy enough, because now Seth, at this point, Seth has made that belt prestigious.
I know, 100%.
And so I think they need to do something similar with that. So with that being said, my choice is Bianca Belair. I think you give this belt to Bianca right away. She defends this belt pretty often. Nobody beats her. She holds this belt for a while, at least over a year. And eventually she could lose it to a Tiffany Stratton, someone up and coming, but I think someone very high of stature, like a Bianca Belair. I would say Becky, but she's already in a feud with Rhea, could possibly beat her at WrestleMania. But it's got to be someone that's also not really doing much right now. Like Becky's not, or Bianca's not really doing a whole lot right now either. She's probably going to have a match at WrestleMania because she's Bianca Belair, so she has to.
While you talking, I'm kind of just searched the roster a little bit.
Yeah, because like, you know, when I'm thinking of some people that would be able to build it up, Bianca Belair is the first one that I can think of that instantly gratifies that championship belt, instantly makes us prestigious, and builds it up over a year, and then finally loses it. And then you can let her lose to an up-and-coming person like a Tiffany Stratton or a Zoe Stark or someone that's up-and-coming. But I just don't think you can put that title, because a lot of people were saying Tiffany Stratton. I love Tiffany Stratton. I've been a fan from her from day one. But creating this new title and Tiffany winning right away, for me, doesn't do a whole lot.
I feel like the WWE Universe wouldn't accept her as that new champion.
Yeah.
And there's nothing against her.
She's just getting started. It's early.
Yeah, I think it's more, there's not even nothing bad on her. It's just more like, hey, no, like, this is how you do something else. Like, if anything, heck, let her go for the women's championship. Not even to win it, just let her compete for it. But
money,
like,
in the bank.
Yeah, just let her get her feet wet. She just get into here. I mean, I think I didn't expect her to be here right after the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I think that's what, I think.
Oh, she's definitely a lot further than I thought she would be this quick on the main roster.
That shocked me. And I'm like, and I think she's like the only one where I haven't seen them like bounce her back and forth between NXT.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
Because Bron Breakker still has the tag title, so he's still going back and forth.
Boy, it's some stuff that's not making sense to me with some of these. And it's not just on WWE. This is on AEW too, because like, I mean, I didn't mean to throw this in here, but I think we all seen the Sting retirement. So first off, congratulations to him.
Yeah.
That was like one wrestler in my life where I'm just like, oh man, that's like who I grew up on. Like, but I grew up on Sting, NWO Red and Black.
Facts.
Yeah, I grew up on that Sting. That's where it started. I have a problem with the retire. Well, I don't have a problem with him winning. I just have a problem with having a title and winning and retiring.
Yeah.
I didn't like it a couple years ago when Edge had did it, when he was retired the next day. So I'm just like, okay, y'all need to lose.
Yeah.
But also, he ended his AEW career 29-0. So what can I?
Yeah, I mean, I agree though with the going out winning the championships, because now it's like, all right, so what do you do? You just get Are those tag belts just hung in the Raptors?
What the heck is Darby Allin about to do by himself? Like, I can see him fighting by himself.
Right. So, like, what do you do now? So, I mean, that's on them. Mm-hmm. But I'm with you 100%. It's like, even when, like, for example, when Indy Hartwell first got drafted to Raw from the draft, she still has the NXT Women's Championship. And it's like, all right. So she just goes on NXT the following Tuesday and vacates the title.
And it's stuff like that gives me a little bit, this is where I kind of hate it sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, bro, like,
because it takes away from the meaning of it. It took, and think how long it took for them to build that title back up. It literally took Becky Lynch going back to NXT to win the belt to make it important again.
I'm not trying to gas her, but that title was important to, I mean, well, since Mandy?
Yeah, for sure.
That sucks.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I enjoy Tiffany as champion, but I enjoy Tiffany more now. Than I did when she was NXT Women's
Champion. I didn't get to watch Tiffany as champion. I probably watched her once, and that was the
Becky lost. When she lost to Becky.
And I think I was mad about that because I'm like, what Becky winning this belt for? But yeah. I guess you want to make her a Grand Slam champion too.
Yeah,
should have won when you was NXT, boy.
Yeah, but, agreed.
Well, I guess. I mean, I'm trying not to get mad.
Your choice would be Naomi.
Yeah.
And my choice, I got Bianca Belair. We'll have to post a poll or something. I think that'll be fun for people.
No Jade Cargill.
No,
because I will definitely be pissed. And that's even going back to I don't want to make it seem like I'm bashing AEW. Kind of am. But it's the women's championship. Like, I think I've said this before on the podcast. It's the world championship and it's that TNT championship. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know which one had the more value because Jade was the first one to ever have it.
Yeah.
And she went on a whole undefeated streak. And then, mind you, the women's championship, that just got tossed around over there. So I was like, yo, which title hold more value?
And someone that doesn't watch it, you assume that Jade Cargill was the women's champ.
Yeah.
If you don't watch AEW. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you on that. So that's kind of why I think it should be someone that already has the stature. I'm rolling with Bianca. We'll have to do a poll and see what everybody thinks, but I like that. So, speaking of Naomi, right? Her husband got his match at WrestleMania. It's ready.
Oh, is it official or is it
ready? It's not official, but it's official. You know how that works. We see it brewing, man. This 2 weeks in a row, bro. Mm-hmm. That bro done ruined Jey Uso's match. 2 weeks in a row. First of all, I was getting ready to win the Intercontinental belt, getting ready to dethrone Gunther. And then Jimmy comes out, ruins it. And then again, Jay trying to get his lick back on Drew McIntyre. Solo comes out first, and it don't work. So it's like, all right, yeah, it ain't working this time. Mm-hmm. It ain't working this time, Oos. And then Jimmy comes out again and makes him lose.
Like, man, y'all better be getting fined. I know that much. Hey, this is ridiculous now because I'm like, all right, man, keep coming on this show, man. This is what we be talking about, the brand split.
Yeah.
Man, if y'all don't do like a FaceTime and do a promo off of that,
I swear.
Because I'm getting tired of y'all coming to these spots because I be always confused. I'm like, all right, so y'all keep coming here. So what's y'all, like, what's the rules on this, man? I get we trying to build up a match, but I don't know. I don't know. It's confusing.
It is.
Excuse me. So, but that's something we've been talking about for a whole year.
It's been building up. So, Why does it feel like Jimmy's going to win? Like, it low-key feels like Jimmy's going to beat Jay, and I really don't believe that should happen.
I haven't thought about I know who I would want to win, but I never really, like, deep-dived into that one, at least. Mm-hmm. I've always thought about how good the match is going to be.
Facts.
That's why I'm like, Facts. Oh, this could be it has a chance to steal the show, but we don't know.
Yeah,
it's scary to think about it. Also,
this is going to be, look, comparing this WrestleMania to last year's, this year's WrestleMania is stacked, bro.
Yep.
Like, it's going to be stacked. And the reason, and it may not even be necessarily better matches, but just the stories that have been built up all the way up to this point. Like, there's a lot more being invested. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're going to have the Usos against each other, like, think how long this rivalry's been brewing and how much is still going to go into this. We still got 30 days almost until WrestleMania. We still got plenty of time left. So you look at that, how much they can still...
longer, to be honest, Paul.
Yeah, like, you still got that to build up. Think how much The Rock, Roman, Cody Rhodes, and Seth Rollins feud is going to be built up even more. Also, you got Seth Drew. You got Rhea Becky. Or Triple Threat, whatever's going to happen with that. EO Bailey, that's been brewing for over 2 years. Like, there's a lot more stories.
Again, we can't forget about the Gauntlet match next week.
No, for the Intercontinental belt, which I assume is going to be Chad Gable, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know why I skipped him. I'm sorry, Chad. I was really putting Bronson Reed up there. And that was my decision today.
Yeah.
I was, like, looking back at the past Monday Night Raw. Like,
I thought you didn't like Bronson.
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
You don't, but you're picking him.
But no, I think that's one thing about with me and podcasts. I'm always gonna give you the answer that the true answer where I think. You know? Even though, like I said, I don't like him, but I mean, I think he could.
I like being caught off guard because I did not picture Bronson Reed coming out of your mouth talking about that Gauntlet match.
No, because I was just kind of Monday. I kind of just looked at Bronson. I was like, he's not a bad wrestler, and that matchup is kind of. I'm curious. I'm like, Gauntlet versus Bronson. Huh. I mean, we don't know what we'll get out there.
Yeah. The reason I don't think that's happening is because I know they're trying to make Gunther more of a baby face. At least they're trying slowly. Mm-hmm. But Bronson, they're both heels. So, like, there's not going to be a whole lot of cheering during that match. There's not going to be a whole lot of...
With Chad Gable? Or are you talking about with Bronson?
With Bronson.
Yeah.
If you got Chad Gable, just imagine how much that crowd is going to be behind Chad Gable to beat him.
But this also is the same thing. Like, we got to put faith in these wrestlers to have that crowd get them hyped. Like,
true.
Bronson can't go in there soft. Like, this is the finals.
Yeah.
When the Super Bowl,
it's the final boss.
Yeah, so it's just like, all right, bro, like, y'all got to put on a show. You can't be doing all your regular stuff or your regular screens. Like, you know, when the crowd is, like, barely talking. Right. That'd be that one. Like, what was the purpose of that, bro? Yeah, I hate. I swear to God, I hate that.
It sounded like you cleared a little bit out with that.
I did. I ain't gonna lie, I'm mad too. Like, I almost had some phlegm come on the mic. Pause. Let's go to the next subject.
You cleared a little bit out with that one. I bet that felt good.
Oh no, I got lightheaded
a little bit.
But
WrestleMania is shaping up, man, and I can't believe it's here. First of all, I mean, it happened so fast. It feels like yesterday the Royal Rumble happened.
I'm trying to think, when did we started the podcast last year? What, like, was it early January?
I think it was early January before the Royal Rumble, because we predicted the Royal Rumble.
Okay, so
we all picked Cody.
Yeah. And then even, like, that was quick for us podcast-wise. Yeah. Now that we even had a whole year, you'd be like, dang, man. Like,
yeah,
took
quick.
Y'all forever.
Been
mind,
quick.
Mind you, I was still mad at Solo around that time. Still am, bro.
Still am, man.
Because just Solo coming behind Cody.
I'm not mad at Solo. I'm more mad at what WWE has done with him. Like, he beats John Cena easily, and then nothing.
From what I'm hearing, maybe I read this wrong, but he hasn't won a match since then.
Uh-uh.
And I don't get it. I'm like, wait, so why y'all just let him lose?
Exactly. After defeating John Cena, one of the greatest of all time.
That takes away value.
Easily.
That takes away value in you being the enforcer.
Yeah, I've been a little bit disappointed with that. I still stick to my story that they should have had Solo as the one. I love The Rock and I love this whole incorporation, but I liked my storyline with Solo being the one to screw Roman more than The Rock. And that's only because... That sets up a new star, first of all, and, you know, incorporates a new star into WWE. I know he's beat John Cena, and he's elevated himself a little bit and brought right back down after that. But I think Solo screwing Roman and being the reason, because Solo is the reason Roman is still champ.
No, 100%.
So why shouldn't Solo be the one and the reason why he's no longer champ?
And I definitely hear you on that. And my mind say, even what you're saying, I'm like, man... We could get a surprise on WrestleMania. I don't know. Like, I'm so confused with it, but I'm still interested. Let me say that. And that's because the tag team match.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wait, so are we getting a tag team match night one? I don't want that.
I know. I told you that's what's going to happen.
I don't want
that.
It. Like, literally, like, I'm not being I'm just cuss. I'm being a jackass, but. But it's kind of annoying, bro. Like, I don't want no tag. Will y'all fight on the last night of WrestleMania? I don't care about the interference part, but I don't want to see y'all two nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is this a way to just get Rock out there? I'd rather just build up like, hey, Armageddon right now. Like, hey,
yeah.
Maybe the Rock turn on Roman.
I thought they should have just did it at Elimination Chamber.
Yep. Or I was thinking, I was like, well, what if they do it a little bit before, WrestleMania, but I was like, nope, that wouldn't make no sense to do it on a SmackDown or Raw.
That match is way too big for a weekly show.
And it just like, what are we about to, I'm trusting it, Triple H on this one. That's yeah. all we can do.
I mean, I'm not confused at all by the storyline. I know exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's,
I'll wait another episode.
Yeah, we'll save that. I know exactly what's going to happen, but we'll save that. Y'all going to have to stay tuned in to this episode over the next couple weeks. But the reason I'm just a little bit upset is just, I also feel like now that The Rock is in, and I don't know if anybody else feels this, because like we've been wanting this for a long time. Mm-hmm. Is it just me? It might just be me. But at least so far, this ain't hitting like I imagined it hitting. Right? Like, if you told me that we were getting The Rock coming back and finally getting involved in the storyline, and I just ain't, I don't know. Like the Rock's just been, maybe I'll feel a little bit different after WrestleMania, but I just ain't feeling it as much as I thought I would.
It's certain things that kind of brought a little bit of value down for me. Yeah, this might sound weird too. I think it's the back-to-back promos.
Gotcha.
He's done that kind of, I wasn't feeling, what was it, that 20-minute promo he did on the side?
Yeah.
I hated it. I'm not going to lie. I didn't even watch it. I'm not watching a 20-minute promo that's not even on the show.
Yeah.
I get it. Y'all trying to build it up, but it also feels John Cena-ish when you're doing all the jokes and stuff. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, I get it. I think maybe that's just it for me. Just the promos with it. It's too long.
Mm-hmm.
The last one where they was just talking stuff about Cody, and they still give you the like, hey, we're about to have a match. Or like they give you an answer, but they don't give you an answer.
Right, right.
And I'm like, bro, come on, man. Y'all pissing me off, bro.
So it's like the end of a television show and it's telling you to be continued.
Yeah, y'all come back next week on General Hospital. Can I say the F-bomb right now? Because, man, fuck you for that. That's why I hate when they end promos like that. Like, no, there ain't no to be continued, man. We got a whole week, man. This ain't, we going to see you tomorrow.
So my another question that I wanted to pose to you. Mm-hmm. So clearly, everyone can agree, and I'm sure you can agree with me. Somebody is clearly turning on someone, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way this actually ends with one side victorious and the other side victorious. Like,
no, I'll be mad if don't nobody turn on each other at this point.
So who is more likely to turn on the other? Is The Rock more likely to turn on Roman? Or is Seth, his former partner Roman, former tag partner, and the reason, in quotes, Seth said himself, the reason why Roman is who he is today, does Seth Rollins turn on Cody after all this?
Ooh, that's a nice question. I'm not gonna lie. I can see it. I think the only reason I can't see it is because it's like, all right, we really trying to throw on Roman right now. Our beef can wait the day after WrestleMania. I can super kick you right when you get out the entrance with the title. Other than that, man, I don't know. I just don't see it happen. I can't see Rollins doing that at WrestleMania. I don't think they're gonna have him turn his back on everybody. Maybe like I said, the day after WrestleMania, that's cool. But it's kind of also hard to say who's going to turn that back on, like, the bloodline end, too. I think the only thing I can see happening is Jay appearing. And that's more than likely going to happen. Jay got to appear out there and just, like, help Cody out. Mind you, I think all the people that want to help Cody, that's going to be a brawl.
Mm-hmm.
We might get something that we might have never seen before. So I really, now that I said that, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if they announced if Seth Drew is going to be night one or night two.
And the
reason why is because I could see a scenario of Seth losing the title night one, losing the tag match to Rock Roman, and then making Cody lose on night two. And turn it on. Making it look like he's coming out to be on Cody's side.
Boy, Philly.
And then Seth makes Cody lose.
Y'all thought it was crazy when Philly won the Super Bowl. Wait till y'all let Cody lose. Cody lose at WrestleMania two times in a row like this. They might burn that. Might burn Philly down. I don't know. And I'm just talking about WWE fans. I can't see that happening. Now, what do they do it? To piss us off, yes.
Maybe.
Hey, I mean, but it's not the Vince era no more. So
the reason I can see it happening is because they've been shocking me a little bit with the way they've been doing stuff lately. Like, some stuff has been predictable, but, like, I feel like they're almost making it too obvious that The Rock is turning on Roman. And I say that because it feels so ungenuine. I don't even think that's a word. I just made that up. It feels so,
I believed it.
It feels so fake, his love for Roman. Like, even when he acknowledged his tribal chief, like, it felt... It didn't feel right.
Is that, and I hate being a person that keep recognizing this. It's that when they put the ones up, he got the L.
L.
Okay, bro. All right, what's up with that? Because we all keep looking at this. It really shouldn't be a part of what's going on, but it's a big thing. Like, why you keep putting the L up? Like, what's that L standing for?
It's the small details sometimes.
Is that L for leader or hey, what's up? But,
that's why. Like, so I almost feel like they're making it too obvious that Rock ain't feeling Roman, and he's really just coming back to dethrone him as the tribal chief and take over the head of the table, which if we do get that, that match will likely be at SummerSlam probably. Which we'll see how long that build goes. That's a long build.
We had that same build with him and Cena.
True.
So I can see it happen. Then also say Roman loses at WrestleMania. I wouldn't mind not seeing Roman until it's close to SummerSlam.
Yep.
I really feel like he deserves a break.
Yeah, especially if he loses, I could see him just being completely off for a while. And then finally they announce, oh, Roman Reigns coming back to SmackDown.
Hey, Rock,
talk to the crowd. Yeah.
Come back. Like, we gotta handle this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, though. And, you know, while some stuff's been predictable, that's definitely a match I'm looking forward to. But I think that's a good way to start, man. I know next week we got our boy Manny T back, and he ain't been on in a while. So,
man, we did skip a subject. I feel like this is really important. I think this is like this might shock you, too. This might be my favorite subject out of everything, because I've been thinking on it. And it's Paul Heyman being inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Can't talk the bloodline without talking Paul Heyman, man.
I don't know, brother getting emotional over this one. But this is well deserved, because I was one of those people who watch ECW not on their last day. It was kind of like in the middle.
Yeah.
That's when I got to learn who the Dudley Boys was. RVD, yeah. The Sandman.
Yeah.
Sabu.
Yeah.
It was just a full roster of people who didn't care.
Yeah.
And that's how I looked at it. And I always used to see Paul Heyman with the hat on and stuff. I'm like, this dude is crazy.
A little ponytail.
Yeah, that ponytail used to kill. It still kills me today. Well, it doesn't. Well, it's a fade.
Now, we need to have a night of the fellas just kicking back at your crib, by the way. I'm just volunteering your crib. I always do that.
Oh my God.
But a night of watching the old ECW episodes.
I can do that.
Because I actually did that with the girl like last week. So she was like, I didn't even know WWE had ECW. I said, yeah. Like, I used to, like, for me.
You talking about the ECW that was in WWE?
Yeah, like, when they brought it back, like.
You like that?
I did, because that felt like, and it pretty much transitioned into NXT. That's why I liked it. Because it felt like an NXT feel. And then it made sense why I liked it, because it was a lot of, like, up-and-coming people. And then you had, like, the originals, like Sabu and RVD and all them people. But then you had the young up-and-coming people, like Kevin Thorne, which I'm sure you don't remember, the vampire dude.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Bobby Lashley. I know he won the title in ECW. You had people like Christian on there, too. CM Punk was on there, and then it ended up transitioning into NXT. And then you got Nexus. So, like, I think we need to have a night.
I didn't like the WWE version of it, because I was literally like the Paul Heyman. Like, no, you gotta have Paul Heyman doing this, and y'all gotta have Paul. I felt like just Paul Heyman should have been there for that.
He was for that, though. Well, like when RVD took the title from Cena.
Yeah, that was different. I feel like that was like those are two separate things. That moment with him being a ref and counting on John Cena. That was great. I loved it. I loved it where they had the matches at. And also, it also put some fear into me, because I'm like, man, if Cena win, they might burn this mug down. I'm like, I felt a riot with that crowd.
It
and
was
I was
rough.
Like, that's an ECW crowd for real. But it's just even going back on Paul Heyman before we end, man, this was well deserved.
For sure.
I love how they set it up. It's literally where ECW was created, Philly. I can't wait to hear the speech. I can't wait to see who inducts him. This is well deserved. Well, one of the best managers out there. Can't say no more about Paul Heyman. So congratulations to him.
You're talking to a person that's favorite wrestler is Rob Van Dam of all time.
Yep.
And without Paul Heyman, there is no Rob Van Dam. ECW is Rob Van Dam. That's what made him who he is today. That was my introduction to him before he even went to WWE. So or WWF at that time.
Yesterday, I did watch a promo of Paul Heyman and Vince McMahon. And it was a promo where Paul Heyman had asked Vince McMahon beforehand. He was like, hey, you want to read what I'm about to say? Vince McMahon said, no, just go make me some money. That was the greatest and the wrong thing to say to Paul. Because Paul Heyman
said whatever the hell.
He said everything we wasn't supposed to know. And he threw his hat at Vince.
First of all, the greatest promo of all time, in my opinion, Paul Heyman. Promos, number one, Paul Heyman. And a lot of people don't even realize, like, especially, like, as a manager, I mean, it's not even close. Not even close. He is the greatest manager of all time. Mm-hmm. I don't, you can't give me, I mean, dude, every person he manages, titles. Brock Lesnar.
And I don't even want
to. CM Punk.
I don't want to diminish.
Roman Reigns.
I don't want to diminish nothing Roman has done. But if Paul Heyman didn't show up how he did, I don't think we would have had a streak, first off.
No.
I don't even know where WWE would have led with Roman if he didn't have Paul. That just being straight up.
Paul is what made Roman better on the mic. Mm-hmm. Notice that. Roman didn't get better on the mic until he started having Paul Heyman talk for him.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Roman starts picking stuff up. Mm-hmm. Paul Heyman, greatest of all time, the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so, being named the first inductee into the 2024 class of the WWE Hall of Fame.
The first inductee and the only one I'll probably care about for the rest of the...
Yeah, we'll see how the rest go. I didn't even... I seen they announced the second one, but we'll have to save that for the next episode because I didn't even get to see who it was. But definitely, shout out to Paul Heyman. And we got more names that'll be coming out. I know there's a lot of rumors going around that some other names, but we'll save that for right now. We got to give the love to Paul Heyman.
Shout out to Paul. So y'all, this is the Wrestle Hollis podcast, man. Y'all can follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. I want to say follow us on TikTok, but I just read something where TikTok might be getting banned from the United States. So, so this might be bad for a lot of y'all. So whoa. I feel like I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but oof.
Good thing I don't post on there.
Huh?
Good thing I don't post on there.
Man, I'm kind of mad. I was like, dang, I was getting my traffic, but never mind. Instagram. But I think I got all that, man. Also, shout out to MVP Bowling Lanes. And, man, that's pretty much, I think I got everything. Who knows? Y'all gonna tell me.
TND Motorsports.
But TND Motorsports, shout out to them as well. I'm not gonna lie, y'all probably can hear it. I'm pretty much failing right now. My body is going down and I'm trying to stay.
You made it though. That was a good episode.
Man, I appreciate it. But man, listen, this is the WrestleHolic Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
And we will get back with y'all.